Truly a blessing to be here. It's the Lord's Day. We're here in our Bible class. We'll definitely be looking at the scriptures on this morning. And when we consider what we've been talking about for the past few days, we've been talking about growth and the idea of increasing in knowledge, increasing in our ability to be the people of God from a moral perspective, a spiritual perspective, and to know that we are on our way to heaven. What a blessing it is for that. I'm glad that we are recording these. Pray that many will look at these throughout the days to come and to be challenged, because all of us need to be challenged. Unfortunately, we live in a time where people don't really want to be challenged. They want to stay in the mindset in which they have. And that's not good. It's never good. We always want to be challenged. And so I want us to be considering 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. And today's lesson was going to be growing in God's word, looking at Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. And even though we're not going to be directing our thoughts solely upon that, it will have some bearing on what we have to talk about, because it is God's word that is truly needed in order for us to be in the grace that God will have us to be in. So this morning, I want us to talk about transparency through weakness, and this will actually lead us into our morning lesson. Remember, it was the Apostle Paul at this particular time that stated some things that were very mysterious, if you will. And he was talking about a person, a man, that had been called up to the third heavens, paradise. And it's interesting that he talks in what is known as the third person. He didn't necessarily say it was himself. We can conclude that most likely it was him. However, he did speak in that particular way. And he talked about how he was caught up into the third heavens and he had received revelation. And we see in verse number 6 that it is interesting for him to demonstrate some things that I believe is worthy of our consideration. He says, "For though I might..."